Okay, we're starting here at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Bet by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a shochetet a zevach, someone who is shechting a zevach, over here referring to a zevach generally means a shlamim, but it means a shlamim or any other korban that has an aspect of the korban that is consumed. Lizrok damo, and when he shechted the animal, he did it with the intention of doing the zrikat adam b'chutz, outside of the designated area where it is permissible to do zrikat adam. Oh, mixas damo b'chutz, or not only entirety of the dam, but a portion of the dam to do b'chutz. Laktiri murab b'chutz, to offer up the items that would have otherwise gone on the mizbeach outside of the mikdash. Oh, mikzat emurab b'chutz, not even the entirety of the emurim, but even a portion of them. Lechol b'sero b'chutz, or with an intention to consume the flesh that is permissible to be eaten from the korban outside of the designated area, o kezayit mibsaro b'chutz, or a kezayit with the basar mechutz, o echol kezayit mior aliyah, or to eat a kezayit worth of the skin that is near the tail b'chutz. Any of those items are pasul ve'ein bo karet. This is what we otherwise call chutz limekomo. That here he has an intention either to perform one of the avodot or one of them being achilat mizbeach, or to have achilat adam, the consumption of man, outside of the designated areas that are permissible for such a korban. So in all these instances, the korban is rendered as pasul, but there is no din of karet, and that's even someone who eats it, b'chutz, will not get karet over here, because the korban is pasul, the gamrei, because of the machshava of chutz lim kumo over here. Then the next series is a case where lizrok damo l'machar, he intends, or he's shechting it with the intention of doing the zrikat adam the next day, mixat damo l'machar, or a portion of the blood he's going to sprinkle on the mizbeach the next day, lakdir mirav l'machar, to be makriv, the items that would otherwise go on the mizbeach, he's going to do that tomorrow, not today, o mixat mirav l'machar, or a portion of those emurim he'll put on the mizbeach, lechol b'sarel, to consume the flesh that would otherwise have been eaten by either the Kohanim or the Ba'alim, lemachar, tomorrow. Now tomorrow would only be possible when we're talking about either a Todah, or we're talking about Kodesh Kodashim, like a Chatat, or an Asham. By Shlamim, the next day is actually its time period, so we can't say the Machar would have to do Machor time. That would be outside of the normal time frame in which one can consume it. O Kezayit b'Sarol Machor, Kezayit worth of the Basar, the next day. O Lechol Kezayit me'or aliyah l'machar, consume a gezayit worth of the skin that surrounds the tail tomorrow. Pigul, that is pigul, what we otherwise know as chutz lizmano, that here his intention is to have achilat mizbeach or achilat adam outside of the normal time frame in which it's permissible to do such items. Of that, it's pigul and chayavin alav karet, and that comes with a chiyuv karet. So again, we've seen this before, that the word pigul in the Torah, we'll see in the Gemara, starshin to mean chutz limkamo. Over here, pigul, and in the Lashon HaMishnah, Lashon HaGemara, pigul means chutz lismano, outside of the normal time frame in which the achilat mizbeach or achilat dam can be done. That, if you have a machshav of chutz lismano, that is considered pigul v'chayelivin akaret. On the other hand, if you have a machshav of chutz limkamo, outside of the area where one is permitted to do such things of achilat mizbeach or achilat adam, outside the confines in which it's permissible, there it's called chutz limkamo, and that is pasul ve'ein bo karet. That makes the korban pasul, but it doesn't determine or make it into a chiyuv karet. So Gemara wants to discuss the first thing. There are actually two topics on today's daf. The first thing is the or aliyah, which is the skin of the tail. Why is that significant? And then the second half of today's daf, we'll discuss the source for chutz lizmano, chutz limkamo, and the fact that there's only a chiyuv karet by chutz lizmano and not by chutz limkamo. So the first aspect, the Gemara says savrua. They thought to say, or aliyah, we're talking about the skin that is by the tail, kaliyah domi, has the same din as the aliyah itself. Now the aliyah itself has a din when it comes to the karbanot that have a tail, then those are brought on the mizbeach, those imurim, those pieces of fat, and that area is placed on the mizbeach. So Gemara now assumes that the or aliyah, that the skin of that area will have the same status as the aliyah itself, and that means that it should have ended up on the mizbeach. So it's something that is ra'ui l'achilat mizbeach. Wait a minute. If that's the case, over here in the Mishnah it said that the person had in mind either to eat the Or Aliyah outside of the normal confines, or he had in mind to eat it outside of the normal time frame. But that is Achilat Adam. That's a person consuming the Or Aliyah. And based on our assumption right now, the Or Aliyah, that skin that is by the tail, has the same din as the Aliyah itself, the area around the tail, which is going to end up on the Mizbeach. That means that you're switching from Achilat Mizbeach to Achilat Adam. And you're either doing that chutz demkamo, chutz lezmano. Since when can you have a machshava about achilat mizbeach and then change it to achilat adam, or vice versa, and it still be problematic? Mar says, Amashmo Amani, who's the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Rabbi Eliezer, who we're going to see later on in the Masechta, Damar Mechashvin, Mechilat Mizbeach, Mechilat Adam, Mechilat Adam, Mechilat Mizbeach. As it says, Eino Chanami, you can't do that. You can have a machshava about one to the other, and the other to the other. I mean that if you're thinking about here, something that should have ended up Mizbeach, you're considering eating it yourself outside of the normal time frame or outside of the normal confines where it can be consumed. That either makes it Pasul or Achiv Karei, depending if it's Chutzim Kamom, Chutzim Mano, but it does work. Titnan, we have a Mishnah coming up. Ashochet et azevach lechol davar shein darko lechol. Person checks the zevach, korban, shlamim, and he intends to eat something that normally is not consumed from the zevach. Like deer, davar shein darko like deer. Or, with the intention of being makriv on the mizbeach, something that is normally not mukrav on the mizbeach. Kasher. Then it's kasher, it has no effect or no impact on the korban, because you're having a machshava about something that doesn't normally end up on the mizbeach, or something that is not normally consumed. Rabbi Lezer, posel. Lezer says, no, that's no good. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer will be the author of our Mishnah here as well, where someone is taking Or Aliyah, the skin of the tail, which otherwise would be ra'ui for Achilat Mizbeach, and is changing it over to Achilat Adam. Where it says, wait, b'mayu kimtuk, Rabbi Lezer, you set it up like Rabbi Lezer, ema seifa. What are you going to do with the latter half of this Mishnah? זה הכלל, כל השוחט והמקבל והמוליך והזורק לאכול דבר שדרכו לאכול ולהקטיר דבר שדרכו להקטיר. So it says, the Mishnah, this is the general principle. Anybody has a shechita, kabbalah, halacha, or zrikat adam, and these are one of the four avdot, lechol, to consume something that is normally eaten, or to be makriv, something that's normally mukrav. So the Mishnah, or the sefer of the Mishnah, is davar shedarko lechol in, something that's normally consumed by the balim or the kohen, that will have a problem, machshav, if you have achila. Shein darko lechol, on the other hand, something that's not normally consumed, lo, then it would not be. Aton rabbonon, then that sefer of this Mishnah will be altered by the Rabbonon, and you will end up a situation, Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, the Seifa Rabbonon, that the Mishnah that we have here on Chav Zayin Amud Bet will be altered by Rabbi Eliezer, and the latter half of this Mishnah, which is on tomorrow's Daf on Chav Tet, will be altered by the Rabbonon. So you have two authors to the Mishnah, Amalei in, that's the din, that's what Shmuel says, Eino Hanami, that there are two authors to this Mishnah. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna offers an alternative view, and he says, Or Aliyah Lav Kaliyah Domi. When it comes to the skin of the tail, that does not have the same status as the tail itself. The Aliyah, that area around the Aliyah, will be Mukrav Al Mizbeach. But the Or, the skin, will not end up on the Mizbeach. So they have two separate dinim. Once you've done that, then you don't have a problem. In our Mishnah, when it discusses Lechol, to eat or consume the Or Aliyah, that's something that would have otherwise been available to the Kohanim or to the Baalim, depending on the Korban, because it's not something that is designated to end up on the Mizbeach. So I'm a Rav, my time with Rav Huna. Where did Rav Huna learn that? It says, Chelbo Aliyah, Velo Or Aliyah. When it says that it has to be Mukrav on the Mizbeach from the Korban, it says, Chelbo, the fats of the tail area have to end up in Mizbeach, but not Lo Or Aliyah, but not the skin of the tail area. So the requirement, or what the Torah tells us, is Chelbo. And when Chelbo only includes exactly that, those fats that are in the tail area, Velo Or Aliyah, but not the skin. Rav Chista offers a third alternative, Amar the Olam Or Aliyah Kaliyah Domi. Like Shmuel, he says that the skin that surrounds the Aliyah area have the same din as the Aliyah. So why in our Mishnah, how are you going to deal with the fact that our Mishnah is either authored by Rabbi Eliezer and the Seif is read by Banan, or we have to give some alternative explanation about the fact that we're switching Achilat Mizbeach to Achilat Adam. So what does he do with that? He says, Welcome my skin and came by Aliyah Shel Gedi. We're talking about the tail of a Gedi. Because by the tail of a Gedi, the Gedi's Aliyah does not get offered up onto the Mizbeach, the fats. The Chelev of a Gedi does not, of the tail of the Gedi, does not end up on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Or Aliyah will be the same as the Aliyah, but the Aliyah itself doesn't end up on the Mizbeach. So too, the Or Aliyah will not be on the Mizbeach, and therefore it'll be what we call Ra'ui La'achila, or something that is designated for Achilat Adam, and not for Achilat Mizbeach. So Gemara says, Kulu Kushmolo Amrei, none of them, meaning Rav Chista and Rav Huna, did not answer or try to resolve the problem in our Mishnah like Shmuel, because they raised Rabbi Eliezer to save Rabban and Lo Mukmeh. They didn't want to set up the Mishnah to be altered by two individuals, that the raised shall be Rabbi Eliezer and the safe will be Rabbanon. Kir Rav Huna Lo Amrei, Nev Chista and Shmuel did not agree with Rav Huna's position because they didn't want to say Or Aliyah Kaliyah Domi Kamash Malahu. They felt that they would not hold Rav Huna because they believe that the Or Aliyah, that the skin of the tail area, has the same designation as the fats or the tail area itself. They didn't see that separation that Rav Huna created, that diuk, that it's chalva aliyah, velo Or Aliyah. They did not agree with that, and that's why they didn't hold like Rav Huna. Chista, my time alone, right? Why would they not say like Rav Chista? Why does Shmuel and Rav Huna not hold like Rav Chista? Gemara says, Maika Mashmalon, Or Aliyah, Kaliyah Domi, but you're going to teach me, so what's the Chiddush according to Rav Chista? According to Rav Chista, it's not teaching us that Or Aliyah has a din like the Aliyah to go on the Mizbeach, because the D that we're speaking about here doesn't go on the Mizbeach. That's number one. Number two is, it's not teaching us that you can switch between Achilat Adam and Achilat Mizbeach, which is also a Chiddush. So those two Chiddushim he doesn't have, because he doesn't agree. He's talking about an animal whose Aliyah does not end up in the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Or Aliyah being like Aliyah, what type of significance it has? Why? Because, Tanina, we've already learned that. What do we need? These are the areas where the skin has the same din as the flesh. Or shetachat aliyah, the skin that is below the tail area, which is a much softer skin, and therefore it's consumable, so it has the same din as the basar. The idea being that we already know, and this Mishnah, or that Breita, is written in the Gabei Tum'ah. So when it comes to Tum'ah, these have a din of Ochel. The Or Aliyah, the skin of the tail area, has the same din as the flesh of the skin area. So again, what's Rav Chista coming to teach me over here? Rav Chista is not teaching me anything about Mizbeach. It's not teaching me anything about Achilat Dam versus Achilat Mizbeach. It's not teaching me anything about Ochel, because we know that already from the Mishnah. It says that the Or is Kibasar when it comes to Or Shetachat Aliyah. So when it says Rav Chista Itzrich, now Rav Chista thought it was necessary to teach over here, Saka that Chamin Animil Inyan Tumah. That was the Inyan Tumah, that the Or, the skin, has the same thing as Aliyah, Dirakich, because it's soft, Mitztareif, and therefore it's Mitztareif for Ochel, Tumat Ochlim, or Tumat Nevela. Avahocha, over here, Ema, by the Pasuk, by the Kohanim, it says, V'chol Kodshe B'nei Yisrael L'cha Netatim L'moshcha. What's L'moshcha mean? L'gdula. That they be eaten the way, K'derech Shemalachim Ochlim. You have to eat it the way the kings eat. V'lo Abidi Melachim D'achle Yochi. And kings generally don't eat the skin that is tachat the tail, underneath of the tail, even though it's soft and it has properties like flesh, nevertheless, they wouldn't normally consume it. It's not considered to be a delicacy of sorts. And therefore, maybe the Kohanim would not be able to consume it. That's it. A malo. So I would think, no, that's not of a din of ochel, kamash malon. That it is. It has a din of basar, it has a din of ochel, because it's, like we say before, that for Tumah, it has a din of ochlim. And also over here, in our Mishnah, showing us that it has a din of achilat adam to make it pasul, if he did it chutz l'mkamo, or chayuv karei, if he did it chutz l'zmano. So that will be the chiddush according to Rav Chista. So now, we have a question here from this more extensive, now we're going to see a more extensive braita, shochet et ha'ula. Bakhtir, kazayit me'or shetachat aliyah chutz l'mkamo. Person shechs an ula to bring the kazayit from the or shetachat aliyah, kazayit worth of that skin, that is under the tail, to do it chutz l'mkamo, pasul v'im bo karet. Chutz l'zmano, if he does it chutz l'zmano, pigul v'chayvin alav karet. So you have here, basically, what our Mishnah says, but there's a slight difference between the Mishnah, which will actually become more important in a second, which is here, talking about shochet et ola, some are shechet et ola, whereas our Mishnah says shochet et zevach. Zevach usually refers to a shlamim, or something similar to a shlamim. So if he shechs an ola, and he wants to be maktir, a kzayit of the or that's under the tail, chutzim kamo, then it makes it pasul, it's chutzim zmano, it's chayav karet. Lazar ben Yehuda ish avilim omer, mishum Rabbi Yaakov, V'hai chayna yer bishim ben Yehuda ish kvar ikus omer bishim Rabbi Shimon echad or beta parasot. One, the same rule will apply to the skin that is around the hooves or the lower half of the leg of behema daka, of a smaller animal. Be'echad or a rosh el egel arach, or the soft part of the head of a calf, that's within its first year of life. Be'echad or shetachar aliyah, as well as the skin that's under the tail. B'chol shemanu chachamim gabei tuma, anything that the chachamim listed when it comes to tuma. Be'el shevatarim kimsaram, that this skin has a din like basar. Where does that come to? Kuda gabei or shubeita boshet, the area of the female reproductive area, that skin which is also soft over there. So any of those, if you have a machshav of chutzlim kamo, it's pasul. Veinbo karet, chutzlim kamo, it's pigul of chaylevin karet. So the diuk from this breita is, ola in. This is true by the ola, but aval zevach, lo, when it comes to a zevach, not. So the differentiation would be that by an ola, the kulo ends up on the mizbeach. The entirety of the ola ends up on the mizbeach, and therefore if you have a machshava on the or on the skin over there, then that machshava will have impact. But when it comes to a zevach, where only a portion of it ends up in the mizbeach, but not the entirety of the mizbeach on the mizbeach, then it would be not. Then that would not be true. So bishlam ala Rav Huna, hanu tani ola. According to Rav Huna, I can explain to you why it says ola, because that's the difference between an ola and a zevach. By, we just said before that the or aliyah is lav kal yodomi according to Rav Huna. It does not have the same status as the aliyah. So therefore, by a shlamim, it won't be impactful, because the aliyah will end up, or the chilbei aliyah will end up in the mizbech, but the or aliyah will not end up in the mizbech. That's only roi le'ochilat adam. Then when it comes to an ola, where everything's going to end up on the mizbeach, so therefore, the or aliyah will have the same din as the Zeva, as the zevach itself, as the ola itself, because everything's ending up on the mizbeach. Now, Rav Huna can explain or reconcile between the Braita and the Mishnah. Elo Rav Chista, Ma'iriyo. The Tani Ola, according to Rav Chista, why should there be any distinction between an ola and a zevach and a shlamim? Litnei zevach. Write zevach instead of ola. Why would you narrow the scope of the Braita, the Tosefta? Tell him you're talking about ola. If it's true of all zevachim, it's true of any other korban. So what's the differentiation? Amalchah Rav Chista. Chista will tell you, yes. Or aliyah is kaliyah dami. So ibay teima, bal yoshog di. Depends what we're speaking about here. We're talking about the aliyah of the gdi. So by the aliyah of the gdi, it has a din of achila or basar when it comes to a zevach or a shlamim. On the other hand, when it comes to an olah, where the aliyah shel gdi, everything ends up on the mizbeach, then the or aliyah will have a din like the basar that ends up on the mizbeach. So the distinction will be that in our Mishnah, we're talking about achilat adam. So by achilat adam, if you set it up like a gdi, then the or aliyah does not end up on the mizbeach. On the other hand, over here, this breita, this Tosefta is speaking about case of achilat mizbeach. So achilat mizbeach by the or aliyah is only relevant by the case of an ola, because there all the basar ends up in the mizbeach. So the differentiation, why the breita, the Tosefta only used the word ola, is because it's talking about achilat mizbeach. It's talking about haktara on the mizbeach. Whereas our Mishnah is talking about achilat adam, can be talking about zevach, can be talking about a much broader category, because achilat adam is shayach by or aliyah. And so by having it be a gdi, where that does not end up on the mizbeach, that'll be ra'ui la'achilat adam in the Mishnah. Whereas the Tosefta is speaking about the same gdi, that it ends up on the mizbeach, and that's because it's in ola. The other ibaitema, the other possibility answer of it is t'nei zevach. Change the Tosefta to read zevach instead of ola, and that will solve our problem. To summarize this quickly, we had our Mishnah mentions the or aliyah, the skin of the tail area, as being something that an adam would normally consume, or it seems to be that you can have a machshav about a person consuming it. So how could that be? The upfront assumption is that the or aliyah, that skin area, is like the aliyah itself, and it should end up on the mizbeach. So why are we talking about achilat adam? So the first answer is given by Shmuel that it makes no difference. You can swap between achilat adam and achilat mizbeach, because that's authored by Rabbi Eliezer. The second possibility is Rav Huna, who says you read the wrong assumption. Or aliyah is not ke aliyah dummy. There's a separation. There's a chelvei aliyah that ended up in the mizbeach, and there's an aliyah that's eaten by a person. You made a mistake in that assumption. Rav Huna says no. The assumption is correct that or aliyah ke aliyah dummy, that the skin area is like the aliyah, but we're talking about a gdi whose aliyah area, the chelvei aliyah, don't end up on the mizbeach, and therefore the or itself also not end up on the mizbeach, and it's classified as achilat adam, or like basar adam. And the chiddush will be that even though by tumah, that we know that already by tumah, that it has a din of basar, over here it's the chiddush is that the kohanim, even though they normally eat begdullah, they still would consume such an area and it will be classified as being basar or the din like the aliyah that they can consume it. But now the Gemara wants to know, pasul ve'ein bo karet. Chutz l'mkomo ends up with a makshav, as chutz l'mkomo ends up being pasul and no karet. On the other hand, chutz l'zmano ends up being pasul ve'yesh bo karet, or chayivin alav, it's pigul, chayivin alav karet. Gemara wants to know, mina hanei milei. How do we know this? So Amar Shmuel, trei krai ktivei. There are two psukim, and that's what teaches us. This is like the broad headline of what we're going to do, and now we're going to have a machlokas, I think it's a four-way machlokas, about what, how to learn it out of these four psukim. So the first Gemara says, Mahi, what does it mean there's two psukim? So I'm a rabba. Rabba gives us the first suggestion about what we're speaking about over here. The two psukim, and we'll see in a second, the pasuk that's going to be quoted now. The first one is from Parshat Tzav, Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Yudchet. When it says about the Zevach HaShlamim, we're talking about HaShlamim here, it says, that's normal nutar. If you leave over the basar zevach until the third day, by ishi sareif, it'll be burnt. One consumes of that basar on the third day, lo yiratze, it will not be accepted. Amakriv oto, the one who has brought the kaban, lo yechashev lo, be not considered for him, pigul yeh, be classified pigul. The one who consumes it will carry the avon. So this pasuk yudchet we're going to see in the Gemara is darshan to be referring to either chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano. And that pasuk will be the source for what we're saying in our Mishnah. And this is what Rabbah starts with, shlishi. The word shlishi, it says, that is, having it outside of the time, having machshav of chutz l'zmano. Pigul, it says in the pasuk, that lo yecheshev lo pigul yeh, that pigul refers to chutz l'mkomo. Again, the differentiation between the lashon akra, lashon apazuk, where pigul means chutz l'mkomo, and the lashon mishnah, lashon gemara, where pigul means chutz l'zmano. So here he's going to say dashi from the kra, that it means chutz l'mkomo. V'nefesh acholet mimenu, the one who consumes it. V'nefesh acholet mimenu, mimenu means from it and not the other. Echad v'lo shnayim. One of them, avonotisa, not two of them. Zeh chutz l'zmano. Chutz l'zmano gets a punishment. Ulumeute chutz l'mkomo. To exclude chutz l'mkomo. To say that the only one who ends up with a chiyuv karet is the one who consumes, or the one who does chutz l'zmano. Whereas the one who does chutz l'mkomo does not end up with a chiyuv karet. The one who does chutz l'mkomo, no matter when he consumes it, even if he does it outside the mikdash, does not get karet. The one who has makshevet chutz l'zmano, even if he consumes it immediately within its time period, he gets a punishment of karet. So that'll come from the pasuk. The pasuk has shlishi being chutz l'zmano, pigu being chutz l'mkomo, and then nevesh ochel bimenu avonatisa. That will only refer to chutz l'zmano. We'll see in a second that avonatisa means karet. So that karet will only reference back, as it says mimenu, which is an exclusionary term, and only reference chutz l'zmano and not chutz l'mkomo. Gemara says, well, wait, why are you doing that? Why don't you say, why did you pick to include chutz l'zmano to get karet and not chutz l'mkomo? Why don't you do it the opposite way around? Say chutz l'mkomo is the one who gets karet and we're excluding chutz l'zmano. Where it says, in istava chutz l'zmano adif, chutz l'zmano makes more sense in the pasuk, the potoch bay, because the pasuk started talking about chutz l'zmano. It digressed to talk about chutz l'mkomo, and now it's coming back to the origins or the original statement of the pasuk, which is chutz l'zmano. It says, Adarabo, just the opposite. Chutz l'mkomo, adif to samichle. That's right next to it. When you start the puzzle with chutz l'zmano, you switch to chutz l'mkomo, and then you make a statement. That statement would be more like you're referencing the last thing spoken about in the puzzle, and that's chutz l'mkomo. So again, from a logical standpoint, I can't say that chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mkomo should be, one of them should be more of a chiyuv karet than the other. So that leaves us a problem. Rabba didn't bring us a solution yet. We will see later on in the Gemara that there's a fourth opinion that's brought down by Rava, and in that opinion Rava really modifies Rava's position in order to get to a solution. Now the second possibility is raised by Abaye. El Damar Abaye Kiyatar Vitzchuk Bar Dime. And the question here about the Girsa is Amarav Samech or Samech Adatani Tana Kshu Omer Shlishi BeParshat Kedoshim to you. So wait a minute. You made a mistake here. The word shlishi appears not only here in Parshat Tzav, but also probably appears in Parshat Kedoshim to you. And that Parshat says, V'chei tizbechu zevach shlamim l'ashem l'irzochem tizbechu, b'yom zivchachem ye'achel umimacharat, ונותר יום השלישי באיש יסרף. ואם האכל יאכל ביום השלישי, פיגול הוא לא ירצה. ואוכליו עוונו יישא, כי את קודש השם חילל ונכוותו הנפש היא מהמאה. These are פסוקים that are found in פרשת קדושים. One of those psukim is extraneous, the word shlishi in these psukim, because it says, Beyom zivachem yachil macharat, you eat it on that day and the next day, the shlamim, ve'anotar yom shlishi ba'ish yisareif. And the word which is left over on the third day, you burn up. Ve'im yachol yachel beyom ha'shlishi. It could have just said, yachol yachel, period, because it's referencing back to what we just said before, the shlishi. Why does it repeat the word beyom ha'shlishi? That comes to teach us the additional din of machshava. So which machshava are we talking about? Are we talking about machshava chutz lizmano or machshava chutz limkomo? So that's what Abaye comes to teach us. Adatani tanak shumer shlishi, v'pashat kedushim to you. We don't need the word shlishi over there. Shari kvar neymar im achol yachel mibasar zevach shlamim beyom shlishi. That puzzle that's found in Tzav. So why do I need two psukim to tell me about shlishi? One in Tzav and one in Kedoshim. So the Gemara says must be, or Rabbi suggests, I already have chutz lizmano already from Parshat Tzav. Now in Parshat Kedoshim, I'm going to say that the shlishi here refers to chutz limkomo. So then Gemara says, Umiyat Rachmano Gabi Notar. And the pasuk right afterwards it says, Vachulav Avono Isa. The one who consumes Notar will carry the Avon, Ket Kodesh Hashem Chilel. And they will get karet. So the one who consumes it gets karet, but not the one who has machshava about it gets karet. So we have an exclusionary term. We have chutz lizmano that's found in Parshat Tzav, and that will get a chiyuv karet. We have a chutz lizmano again in Parshat Kedoshim, but unnecessary, so we'll flip it and use it for chutz limkomo. So how do I know chutz limkomo does not get a chiyuv karet? Because the next pasuk, when it speaks about notar, notar gets karet, but nothing else gets karet. And that will be the source according to Abaye. Miriyat Rachmana Gabbani Notar, it says, V'chlo v'vano yisa l'm'utei chutz l'mkomo. Where it says, V'ima, V'chlo v'vano yisa, zehu chutz l'mkomo. Why don't you say that V'chlo v'vano yisa is talking about chutz l'mkomo, l'm'utei notar mi karet, and say that it's not tar, it's not getting karet. I mean, if you switch the pasuk already to be speaking about machshava, and no longer speaking about real notar being left over, then the pasuk that succeeds this, the next pasuk says, Achila v'vano yisa. Why don't we say that's talking about achila, if someone had a machshava, chutz l'mkomo? Why do you have to literally be talking about notar? Gemara says, no. Nistavra notar havale lukumei bikaret. Makes more sense to set that pasuk up talking about notar and not chutz limkomo, because that pasuk says avono isa v'nichrita. For the avon, he'll carry that avon and he will be avachiyub karet. That same term avonat tisa is found in Parshat Tzav by the chutz lizmano. So we have a gzeira shava of avonat tisa to avono isa, and that gzeira shava will teach us there's a chiyub karet by what's ever said in Parshat Tzav. Well, what's said in Parshat Tzav? That's talking about chutz lizmano, avachshava chutz lizmano. So Gemara says it makes more sense to make the pasuk here in Kedoshim speak about notar, because then you would have a limud from notar to chutz lizmano. That makes sense, because notar is talking about a time frame. You ate it outside the time frame, and chutz lizmano is you have machshava outside the time frame. But if you say the chiyuv karet in Parshat Kedoshim is speaking about chutz limkomo, then what's the relevance of a gzera shav that brings a limud from chutz limkomo to chutz lizmano? They're totally different issues. One's talking about outside the confines where you consume it, or the mizbeach can consume it, and one's talking about outside the time period. So that's what the Gemara says now. Mistavra notar havaleluk maybe karet. Makes sense that that pasuk in Kedoshim speaking about karet is notar, because mistavra notar havaleluk maybe karet, the migmar avon avon chutz lizmano. Because there's two similarities between it, Zayin and Bet. Zayin being Zman, they both have relevance about time, they're time-bound issues. And Bet is Bama. They are both relevant by a Bama. By Bama, you can have a problem of Notar, and you can also have a problem of Chutz Lizmano, outside the time period which you're supposed to do something. So when it says, Adarabba, Chutz Limkomo, Avaleluk, maybe Karet. Better put Chutz Limkomo there, as Karet. Umigmar Avanova, the Chutz Lizmano, and then have it learn out to Chutz Lizmano. The Damilei Ben Mikdash. There's four similarities between Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Limkomo. That's Mikdash. Mem being Machshava. They're both about having the wrong machshava, not notar, which is something that was left over, and then we're actively consuming it. The problem here is generated because of a machshava. Kuf is ktsat, that they have something that their chiyuv applies, even if miktsat. that even a mitzvah becomes problematic, then it's everything becomes problematic. You don't have to do the whole thing. That's what we had in our Mishnah. Even if a portion of it you have a machshava on, then the whole thing becomes problematic. The dalad, which is dam, that the shneim, those two become pasul in avodat adam, which is not true of notar. Notar is left over afterwards. And the last one is shin, shlishi. Both of them have the word shlishi written about it. One is the one in Parshat Tzav, which is referring to Chutz L'Zmano, and over here the one in Parshat Kedoshim, the shlishi, which should have referred to Chutz L'Zmano, but since it's not necessarily flip it to being Chutz L'Mkomo, so they both learned out of that word shlishi. So if that's the case, we have four similarities between Chutz L'Mkomo and Chutz L'Zmano, and not the two that are the similarities between Notar and Chutz L'Zmano. So if you ask me now what the Chiyuv Karet is speaking about in Parshat Kedoshim, from which we're going to learn Gzeir Shevet to Chutz L'Zmano, makes more sense to set it up as Chutz L'Mkomo, which first of all is what the psukim we say now we're talking about right before it, and number two is that makes more sense to compare having zera shama between chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo. That would make sense. There are a lot of similarities between them. So Gemara now moves on to the third suggestion. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zavdei Bar Levi. Zavdei Bar Levi learned Atya Kodesh Kodesh. They have Gzeir Sheva Kodesh Kodesh Ktiv Ocho. It says over here at Kodesh Hashem Michilel that they were Michilel the Kodesh Hashem. In Parshat Kedoshim it says V'achlov Avono Yisaki at Kodesh Hashem Michilel V'nich V'tera Nefeshi Me'amel. You have to take out that Nefesh will get karet. So that's the word Kodesh. And we also have a statement of Kodesh Uktiv Hatam. It's written in the Shemot Chavtet Saraftet to Notar Ba'esh. In Parsha Titzaveh, that which is left over will have to be burnt in the fire. And we're missing the integral part of the pasuk, which has the word kodesh in it, which finishes lo yochal ki kodeshu. So that's the end of the ki kodeshu. So that kodesh, we'll learn out that it's talking about notar. Because clearly in Shmolt, when it says after the notar be'ish, they're talking about literally about notar. That which is left over will be burnt in be'ish. Whereas, well, we are not sure what it's saying in Parshat Kedoshim, but Gzeir Shevav Kodesh Kodesh, that Gzeir Kodesh Kodesh will tell us that it's speaking about Notar in Parshat Kedoshim. So Gemara says, Mala Hala Notar, just like by Shemot it's Notar, I've got Notar, so too in Kedoshim will be referring to Notar. Umiyat Rachmana Gabi Notar, and by Notar it says, V'chulav Avono Yisa, that only the one who consumes it, Notar, will get the punishment of Karet, L'mu'utei Chutz L'mkomo Mi Karet, that exclude Chutz L'mkomo, which is in the previous Pasuk, from having the din of Karet. Gemara says, Umay Chazita Dekra Rika B'chutz L'zmano, Ushlishi the Parshat Kedoshim to you, Chutz L'mkomo. Why are you so certain that you understand how to darshan the psukim? How do you know that the psukim, the longer psukim, which they're referring to in Parshat Tzav, those psukim that discuss it in more extensively, it says, so here you have a very long puzzle. They call that a rika. We say that's talking about chutz l'zmano. You come to Parshat Kiddushim, when we say that the short pasuk, which he calls the shorter pasuk, b'yom zivachem yachel mecharat v'notar ad yom ha-shlishi b'eish yitzarei. V'imachol yachel b'yom ha-shlishi p'igulu lo yiratzeh. It's a very short pasuk. V'imachol yachel b'yom ha-shlishi p'igulu lo yiratzeh. So here we say it's talking about chutz l'mkomo. It's because we don't need chutz l'zmano anymore, so therefore we're going to lift it and use it for chutz l'mkomo. Mara says, why don't you just say the opposite? Say the one in Kiddushim is speaking about chutz l'zmano, and the one back in Parshat Tzav is speaking about chutz l'mkomo. If you do that, then which one is excluded from the chiyuv karet? Chutz l'zmano. Because chutz l'zmano precedes the chiyuv karet that goes to notar. Notar, yes. The machshava, no. The pasuk before speaking about chutz l'zmano, then we exclude chutz l'zmano. So let's read that inside in the Gemara. Gemara says, ipuch ano. Flip around the psukim. Say that Tzav is talking about chutz l'mkomo, and that Kedoshim is talking about chutz l'zmano. Where it says, it's Tavra, Arika, b'chutz l'zmano. Makes more sense that the longer psukim are talking about chutz l'zmano, the gomer oven, oven, mito notar. Because that's where the gzera shava of avonat yisa, to gzera shava to hear by notar, which says, avono yisa, to teach you there's a chiv karet, which whatever is learned out in Parshat Tzav will have a chiv karet. So it makes more sense to make that chutz l'zmano, because that's going to be learned out of notar, the dami le bezav. It's similar to it in those two items of Zman and Bama. So Adrava Arika b'chutz l'mkomo, set up the longer pasuk with chutz l'mkomo. Ushlishi the kedoshim to you b'chutz l'zmano, and the shlishi here in kedoshim to you to be chutz l'zmano. Shum the dami le samchi le. Since they have the same topic, it makes more sense that they are juxtaposed in the psukim. It makes more sense that the psukim are talking about here are chutz l'zmano and real notar, because they're both very similar. Versus putting it in Tzav of Chutz L'Zmano and then putting Chutz L'Mkomo here in Kedoshim and then being followed by Notar, which have nothing to do with each other. Rav says, So it would be more sense to put a chutz lizman over here. And if you do that, then you have the karet, the chiyuv karet that is associated with notar. But that is only by notar. There's a miut, only by notar. Now whatever is next to it, what's next to it over here would be chutz lizman. So again, from Rabbi Yochanan, we're not getting to the place we want to be. So Elam or Rava, Rava finally comes up with the final solution over here by darshaning the pasuk word by word. He now basically takes Rava's idea and uses it, but he incorporates it in it, the Zavdi Bar Levi, the Zera Shova Zari Levi, which then helps him. So now we have Elam or Rava, Kulo Mikra Arika Achyon, that everything comes out of the longer pasuk in Parshat Zav, Dichtiv. It says, "He'achol ye'achel b'shtei achilot ha'katuv midaber." Achol ye'achel, achol ye'achel. That double lashon comes to teach about two eatings. One is achilat adam, the other is achilat mizbeach. Achilat adam and achilat mizbeach can be pasul with whatever is found in this pasuk. Mi basar zevach shlamav. So what does that mean? Besides zevach shlamav, mashlamim mifaglim umitpaglim. Just like by a shlamim, you have the opportunity to be mifagel, meaning there's a matir, like zrikat adam or shkita, where you can have a makshava about pigul, umitpaglim. And that makshava can affect items that are associated with the shlamim. Af. So the only thing that can have pigul is something that is mifagel, has an item that which in you, with which you'll have, the avoda in which you'll have the makshava pigul. And mitpagel is the item that itself you're thinking about that's going to become pigul. It's like in our Mishnah, Shochet, the one who did shkita, amunat lizrok dama. He was going to do the zrikat adam. So over there he has a makshava in shkita. And the mitpagel is talking about the dam that he's going to either do chutz l'makoma or chutz l'zmano. So that dam becomes the mitpagel. What's excluded from that? What it doesn't have a pigol and a mitpagel and mifagim? And that is deals with certain types of minachot. Certain minachot, like the minchat kohanim, and the minchat kohen mashiach, and the minchat nisachim, who don't have a matir. There's nothing, they go entirely to the mizveach, and nothing is separated, outed from them, that they don't have a matir. They don't have, for instance, the blood that is sprinkled on the mizveach, that's matir, the emurim to go on the mizveach, matir the basar to be eaten. They don't have such a matir. So since they don't have such a matir, they'll be excluded from the parsha of pigul. Shlishi. The word shlishi in the pasuk in Tzav refers to zehu chutz l'zmano. That refers to pigul of chutz l'zmano. Lo yiratze. What does it mean, lo yiratze? Will not be accepted. Karatzad kasher, kenatzad pasul. The way that a kasher will be accepted, so too is the way that a pasul will be accepted. Maratzad kasher, shagrivu kol matirav. Just like by haratzad of a kasher animal, you want to bring a korban and it'll be kasher and everything be done properly. You must bring all the items that are matirit properly. So you have to get through what's the hartza'ah, what's the ritzui of a korban? It's the dam. So you have to get to the zrikat adam and do it properly in order for it to be a kosher korban. Same thing will be true when it comes to the pasul. You have to even makriv the korban outside of the makshevet pigul that you have. Everything will have to be done perfectly right. Everything will have to be done exactly as you would do it in a kosher animal. The zrikat adam, everything has to be done properly. Next limud is hamakriv oto. So the hamakriv, behakrava hu nifsal. It's already pasul from the time he does hakrava. Now, if you're talking about real notar, real being left over to the third day, then we can't be talking about a makriv at the time of akrava. You have to wait 3 days. The akrava is long gone and long done. So how come the notar can have any impact on the akrava? It doesn't make sense. If we're going to say ha makriv oto, that the akrava is affected, that's only true by makshava. The only way that can be true is by makshava. So that teaches you that our parsha is talking about hu nifsal, ve'hu nifsal b'shlishi. That the psul that we're talking about in the pasuk in Tzav is not a psul of real notar being left over. It is by makshava, a time of makshava, which will only be done through makshava. It's a psul of makshava. So you have a makshava of chutz lizmano. Oto, b'zevach ha-katuv medaber, v'enu medaber b'kohen. It says, it, ha-makriv oto. The item that becomes pigul or problematic with such a makshava is the karban, not the kohen. You might think that this type of makshava will disqualify the kohen from being a kohen or doing a voda. No, oto. The only thing that is affected is the karban, not the kohen himself. Next is lo yechashev. In the pasuk was lo yechashev. Lo ye'erev bo makshavot acherot. You can't have any other makshavot. Again, what we said before, that once you have a makshav pigul, you have to do everything else properly. If you have any other machshava involved with the chutz lizmano, it will no longer be chayav karet, it will no longer be pigol of chutz lizmano, it will have the other psul, will then make it into a korban psul, and you will not have a chayav karet associated with it. Pigol, ze chutzlim kamo. The word pigol comes to teach us chutzlim kamo. Iye. So pigol iye, malamechim, it's tarfim zeim ze. Iye is their havayot are the same. Meaning both chutzlim mano and chutzlim kamo, if you do a chatzi kazayit of each of them, they can be mitzareif to make the korban problematic. Now, if they're mitzareif, it only make the korban pasul, not a chiyuv karet. But nevertheless, they can be mitzareif to cause a pasul in the korban if there's a chatzi kazayit of each. Vanefesh ha'uchelet mimeno, one who consumes it, echad veloshnayim. One of these two that is mentioned in the pasuk, then will be avunat tisa for one of these two. Which of the two is it? Echad veloshnayim. Ze chutz lizmano. This is someone has a machshav of chutz lizmano. The gomar avon minotar didomi lebizav. Because then you learn it out of from gzeir shav of avon to notar, and from that you learn your chiyuv karet. So Rav Papa says, okay, great, Rav, you solved all the problems, you learned everything out of the pasuk and Parshat Tzav. Well now, the didach, what are you going to do, shlishi, the Parshat Kedoshim? What are you going to do with the word shlishi, the extraneous word shlishi that's found in Kedoshim, to you? My darish bay, what are you going to learn from that? How mi bayale, that will teach me, the makom shim mushlash. That the only time it'll be a problem of makom, or machshavetz makom, is if it's a place that was mutar, or has all three of these items, dam, pasar, and emurim. A location that at some point in time was mutar to bring the damim, to do zrika dam there. At some point in time it was mutar to consume pasar there. And at some point in time it was kosher to be makriv emurim there. And that's the case in the time of the bamot. The time of the bamot, that's true of everywhere. That comes to be outside of the Mikdash. So those are Makom and Mishulash. But what's excluded from that? The Heichal. The Heichal in the Mikdash, the Heichal, once it was built, never has anything but Achila Pasar in it, and never has Aktaret Emurim in it. So if a person has a Makshava to do something Chutz to Makomo, and the Makomo that he has in mind is the Heichal, that will not create a Psul. Because that's a makom the shlishi, makom that has all three items that happened in that location or could have happened at some point in that location. So Gemara says, "Tipuklei mikra kama." Why don't you learn it out from the first pasuk in Tzav where it says, "Imachol yachel by shlishi." So Gemara says, "No, because imachol yachel medafki rachman malashlon shlishi." By the fact that the pasuk says, "Imachol yachel by yom shlishi," calls chutz l'smano using the word shlishi. So that should tell you, why don't we learn there, that from the word that shlishi there, that has the mishulash. So Amar Vashi, Amita l'shmaita kamei de Rav Matno, I said this over in front of Matnat, Amali, Yimei Hotom, if we learned it out for Parshat Tzav, Havamina shlishi prat, pigul klau. Then I would think shlishi is a detailed item. The words that come afterwards, pigul, will be a klau. Now I have a prat uklau. When you have a prat uklau, then we are kolel everything. Prat uchlau comes to teach you that the kolel or the klau is mosif ala prat, adds onto the prat. Vidrabu shar mekomot, then everything would be included. It wouldn't just be a makom mishlash, it would be anywhere including the echal. Mashvulan, that we learned it out from the shlishi in Parshat Kedoshim to teach us that it's only a makom and mishlash over there where there's only a prat and no klau, and therefore the limud will be from Parshat Kedoshim to teach us that only in those locations is considered to be chutz limkomo, but in the echal, which doesn't have those three items that can be done there, that area will not be classified as chutz limkomo for the issue of being pasul. Rashi over here notes that v'had alo shnanya rapi bereish shmaita hochi. Why didn't Rabba learn exactly like Rabba did in the beginning of the shmaita over here when we asked him ad Rabba chutz limkomo adif? We said chutz limkomo is better to learn out the samichlei that's next to it. We should learn it out from there. We should say that that's what it's dealing with in the parsha of notar. The notar will be a chiyuv karet of chutz limkomo, and not about real notar. So why didn't he answer up like Rav does in our case over here? Shum dekati lo kama like gzer shav the tana levi bar zavde. We don't have the gzer shav of zavde bar levi that says that notar, that avon comes to teach us about the chiyuv karet. And how we know we're talking about notar in parsha kedoshim is because we have the kodesh, gzer shav kodesh from sefer shmot to sefer vayikra that teaches us that we're speaking about notar, not speaking about chutz limkomo. So the addition of that gzer shav of zavde bar levi that teaches us that it's for sure talking about notar eliminates the problem that Rabba had. But we had yet to have that Xerishova. Once you have that Xerishova, Rova basically learns like Rabba, but he avoids the problem or the pitfall that Rabba had that we said, wait, how do you know that in Parshat Kedoshim, it's talking about there, notar, and not chutzlim komo. Well, we said because we thought maybe because notar makes more sense because it'll then be the gzer shava avon between notar and chutzis mano that are similar. Gemara says they get chutzlim komo and chutzis mano. Have many more items that are common denominators between them are similar. So they make it that chutzlim komo is correct, and we left it. We didn't have an answer for that. Now we have an answer because we know for sure in Parshat Kedoshim it's not talking about chutzlim komo, but rather about real notar because the gzer shava of kodesh kodesh. Once I have that, then I know that the avon teaches me about karet by the chutzlim mano, not chutzlim komo, because notar, yes, chutzlim komo, no. And chutzlim mano, again, why do we include chutzlim mano? It's because I never shall chel mi menu, echad v'lo shnayim. And therefore we're going to learn out of chutzlim mano from notar, which makes sense, because you're not going to learn out chutzlim komo from notar, because chutzlim komo and notar have nothing to do with each other. One's out of the location, out of the confines of where you're supposed to be, and one's talking about chutzlim mano. They have no overlap, so it makes no sense to say that the avon avon gzer shav is teaching you karet from notar to chutzlim komo. The only one that makes sense is from the karet of notar to chutzlim mano. And now we have our limud. Now we have what we need to know, which is the source for chutzlim mano being problematic and a chiyuv karet. That's learned out of the pasuk in Parshat Tzav, which says the word shlishi. Shlishi is chutzlim mano, and from avon avon we know that it's a chiyuv karet. The other hand, chutzlim komo will be learned out of the word pigul, but pigul will be pasul, but not chiyuv karet, because we have a miut which says ochel mimenu. Only one of these two items, one of them will have a chiyuv karet, one will not, and that is chutzlim mano and not chutzlim komo, because chutzlim mano makes more sense to have gzer shava between it and notar, which have similarities between them, versus having chutzlim komo be the gzer shava from notar, which have nothing in common between them. Okay, we'll stop over here. Stop over here.